It is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan. Joined on the phone right now, always great catching up with Shantaya. Shantaya, thanks for your time. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Matt. How about you?
Doing well. There's a lot I want to talk to you about, and I was wondering what we should talk about first. We'll talk about your album in just a moment, but the last time we chatted, you teased some announcements and stuff that was kind of in the pipeline and ready to go. But one of the things that was announced a little while ago is that you're going to be at Country at the Creek, which is going to be a lot of fun. That's coming up this summer there in the Big River area. I can't wait for it. Maybe touch on a little bit about how much you're looking forward to getting back to Country at the Creek.
Yeah, it's been so long. When Jeanette from Country at the Creek reached out, I was so excited because, you know, the last couple times I've been there, it's always such a blast. And this time I get to, you know, open up for Petrick on Saturday,
yeah,
July 8th. So just so excited to be back in my home province, so close to home, and can't wait to see everybody.
That's going to be awesome. And again, yes, tickets are available right now, countryatthecreek.ca, to get your tickets. It's going to be awesome this summer. Shantaya, it's busy time for you, exciting time for you. You have your brand new album that is just released, called Exes and Friends. I want to ask you about a couple of songs specifically. Let's start with the title of the album. It is a very, it's an emotional song. It's really a real song. It's a fantastic tune. And again, the title of your album. So can you tell us a little bit about the song Exes and Friends, kind of how that one came to be written, and maybe why you chose that to be the name of the album?
Yeah, oh my gosh. Well, I've always loved this song. I wrote it with Genevieve Fisher and Mariah Stokes over COVID. Yeah,
okay.
So it was a COVID write over Zoom, and it was, I guess, technically the second song that was written altogether for this album. And it was funny because Mariah brought the idea in, but I really related to it because I'm from a really small town where everybody knows everybody, and
mm-hmm,
everybody, all your friends are sort of like, in this, you know, everybody's in the same friend group, but then they start dating, and, you know,
mm-hmm,
and then there's breakups, and there's,
yeah,
like, awkwardness, but you still have to stay friends and find a way to kind of like coexist if you want to keep your friends. So it really was an idea that sparked for me, and really, like, I related to it. And when we finished writing it, it was this, like, emotional. We wrote it on the guitar, but then Genevieve is a little piano goddess, so she put down
yeah,
a piano work tape of it, and I was like, oh my god, I just love it on a piano. Like, now this even just like made me want to be able to record this at some point, you know, even more.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I always like held it really close to my heart, and I knew that if I could ever record an album, it'd be one of those deep cut, you know, not necessarily like a radio song by any
mm-hmm
means, but
right,
I knew it was going to be a deep cut. And then when the opportunity kind of came to like make an album, I was like thinking about how can I, you know, make a concept album, and Exes and Friends just like totally painted this whole picture of breakup songs and party songs. And I started playing a lot of, you know, writers rounds and stuff like that in Nashville.
Yeah.
And I noticed the people that were coming up to me saying they liked a certain song, I'm going through a divorce right now, so this song, you know, really related. Or
wow,
you know, we're all in the middle of COVID right now, so
yeah,
fun, upbeat party song, like, I'm missing my friends. I really just want to, like, you know, get back to having
yeah
a good time with my friends. So it just seemed
for
like
sure
these two themes were really kind of painting this, you know, opening this door for
mm-hmm
a concept album. So that's how it became the title track.
It's great. Again, a fantastic, fantastic song and fantastic album is out right now. Another song from the album, I haven't asked you about, is called Best Yet. It's another one of my favorites on this one. Can you tell us a little bit about the kind of the story behind that one?
Yeah, Best Yet was the last song we wrote for the entire album. It was the last one, last piece of the X's portion. I was really trying to figure out, like, that, you know, that last song. I was like, I know I'm missing one piece. And I think we've all kind of maybe been there before where we've seen somebody we care about or, you know, was with move on to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a really like insecure, vulnerable space. And I actually came up with the idea. I was filling my car up with gas and for some reason, like, it just popped into my head. And as I'm driving back into town in Nashville, I was kind of singing this chorus melody in my head, and I was, you know, telling Siri to like start the voice notes so I could
yeah.
like put down, you know, some melodies and lyrics. And then a couple days later, I brought it to my friends David Forrest and David Evans, and they loved it. They were immediately like, we didn't even talk over any other ideas. They were like, yes,
wow.
We love that. Let's write it. And at the end, it was really funny. I always forget to tell this part, but I feel like this is what makes it really unique. We actually wrote the bridge sitting in a bar across from my apartment, and we're like eating and having a drink, and it was
yeah.
just like, you know, it was just a cool way to like end,
wow.
end writing a song and end writing the album. Like we finished writing the album, you know, like in a bar. It was like,
that's cool.
Such a Nashville thing.
I love it. And I love hearing how songs come to be, you know, just filling your vehicle up with gas and just an idea hits you. That's really cool. Again,
totally.
Joined right now by Shantaya. Now, again, last time we chatted, we talked about your song Know You, because I believe that one just was released around the time we chatted last time. But the music video hadn't been released yet, and that was released shortly after. So maybe talk a little bit about the music video, maybe more in depth, and how what that experience was like for you, because that's a fantastic music video.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I decided to do something a little bit different for the music video, mainly because I know the song is a breakup song, but I didn't want to do your typical breakup storyline for this video. I thought it was an opportunity to pull some Shania Twain out in me and like really show my roots.
Absolutely.
as a horseback rider. I grew up riding horses, and
mm-hmm.
I still have a horseback in Canada. So my buddy Ryan Nolan, sorry, my alarm's going off. Stop that real quick. my buddy Ryan Nolan directed and produced a music video and was just all for it. I was like, I want to ride a horse, and actually like we had some, you know, hiccups along the way, but, you know, he's just always on board with my crazy ideas. And like, I had to sign a liability for him, make sure if I got hurt, you know, like all those things, but he's just always up for my crazy ideas. And I think it came out so beautiful. And yeah, I just got to live out my Shania Twain dreams with like a flowing dress and then on a horse.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it was great.
I again recommend everyone watch the music video, and a great, great music video, and it's just part of a fantastic album. Again, Shantaya, before I let you go, what's kind of this the rest of this year kind of looking like for you? You planning on being busy playing some live shows? Obviously, promoting the album, you're probably going to be playing some live shows and some of these new songs. So, what's kind of this year looking like for you?
Yeah, I mean, so far we've only got Country at the Creek announced, but we're working on some. Hopefully some other things across Canada as well as in the U.S. So it's just, you know, one of those things we're all trying to bounce back, I think, fully this year from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some, you know, a little bit of a slow start to booking the shows. But I'm confident that, with this new set of music and this album being out, that that hopefully it'll bring some opportunities and we can finalize some details and get some more information out to everybody soon.
Perfect. That is awesome. We're definitely looking forward to that. And again, I want to say a big congratulations on the release of your new album. It is fantastic, and it's always great chatting with you. I appreciate your time, and I'm sure we'll catch up down the road and definitely see you at Country of the Creek coming up later on this summer. Shantaya, thank you so much.
Amazing. Thanks, Matt.